This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has declared a state of emergency in response to a sudden arrival of migrants from the southern U.S. border. Hundreds of migrants have arrived in Denver over the past 2 months, according to city officials. Hancock said the city's response is nearing a breaking point.
This influx of migrants, the anticipated nature of their arrival, and our current space and staffing challenges have put an immense strain on city resources.
The emergency declaration allows the city to free up resources more quickly. Denver has spent more than $800,000 assisting the migrants this month. A Hudson police officer in Weld County shot and killed a 26-year-old suspect Wednesday following a car chase. According to county sheriff's deputies, the man was breaking into cars and homes in Kersey, a small town east of Greeley. Following a pursuit on Interstate 76, the suspect allegedly exchanged gunfire with a responding officer from Hudson. The man was pronounced dead at a hospital. His identity was not immediately released. Amtrak and Winter Park Resort are offering an alternative to ski traffic gridlock. Tickets are now on sale for the Winter Park Express train between Denver and the Slopes. It'll run Fridays through Sundays, starting in mid-January and through most of March. The train features large picture windows, a viewing car and lounge, and follows much of the same scenic route as the California Zephyr. It will depart Union Station at 7:30 a.m. and leave Winter Park at 4:30 p.m. after lifts close. Right now in Winter Park, it's 7 degrees. In Boulder, it's 30. Expect a low in Boulder tonight of 12. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.